The Epstein files now are going to be released in full. The president has now signed off on what Congress has done as well. You were one of the people that said, yes, let's get all of this out there. Talk about your vote and why you voted the way that you did.
You know, there were some concerns with the legislation, the way it was written, and that was why there was some holdup, because the resolutions that I did support would have actually, you know, would have protected the victims. But in the spirit of transparency, you know, in that resolution, the one with more protections wasn't going forward. So let's just get it done. The Oversight Committee was doing its work over the last several months, I guess it is. I can't remember the timeline exactly, but they've been releasing files, you know, on the morning that we actually voted on the bill on the Massey resolution. They had released another 20,000 files, the documents. So it is being released. And now with the president, I believe it was last night, he signed it. Everything will be done. There was a lot of political theater involved in those Epstein files, and now they will just, it will be done. And I'm sure that the Oversight Committee will continue their investigation also.
Did it help the process, you think, for Republicans that the files with President Trump's name in them and those emails were leaked? Did that give people more comfort level in saying, well, if the president has already been thrown under the bus, let's just throw everybody else under there too?
You know, I think the real concern was protecting those victims. I know that there were victims that came forward that, you know, fully gave their names out, but there were still folks who, you know, there's still women in particular that didn't have their names out in the public. And so those were the folks that we were trying to protect and make sure that, you know, they would be, their names would be redacted. But like I said, it was, the legislation was not perfect, but this will just kind of put it all out there. And you know, the comfort level was more than anything was let's just get them released for the sake of transparency.
How should we read these emails that are being released, Michelle? Should these files be read with a lot of detail and taking them literally? Should we be looking for certain redactions that mean something? Tell us how we should be, if we're going to consume this information, how should we do it so we have an accurate understanding of what it is we're reading?
Well, you know, I think every single one of those files is going to be a little bit different. You know, you look at the text messages that were released that were of concern with Representative Plaskett. You know, I think every one of them is going to be a little bit different. You know, we all, you know, different text messages, different letters, different, you know, you've got to take them a little bit differently, each and every one of them, and try to, you know, put them in context to what you're looking at, as you do with a lot, you know, most anything you read. But some of it, I'm sure, has, you know, half a thought or maybe yes, far more information than you need. So we have to take each one of those pieces, those documents a little differently, and make sure as we read them that we are trying to make sure we put them in context with what they are really meant to be.